the deepest root of sustainability is understanding that we are all entirely connected beings, and so therefore my joy can be other people's joy and theirs can be mine, and we really can only thrive as a society if all beings are accounted for.
Hi, and welcome back to the Sustainability Podcast, where we drink tea and talk about sustainable projects. I'm Tanner with the Office of Sustainability, and I'm here with Nikki Shosha, who is the Media Manager and Lead Designer here at the office. Are you ready for some tea facts?
I'm ready.
Okay, so today we're drinking lavender tea. The name lavender is derived from the Latin lavare, which means to wash. And the Greeks and the Romans used it in their bath water. And the lavender oil was also used to kill lice and fleas, and it can generally be used to repel bugs. And at one point, it was also used as an embalming fluid, which I thought was interesting. I don't know why. It became popular as a medicine during the late Middle Ages. It was brought to North America by European pilgrims. And it was often used to mask smells in households or on the streets and cities. It can be used during labor to help with that, and also for colic in babies. It's also used for headaches and can help alleviate anxiety and depression symptoms, which I think is pretty cool. The essential oil is strongly antiseptic, so you can use it for burns and wounds and sores, and it's also used in tea to treat indigestion, and it's also good for people with asthma because it's so relaxing.
So, yeah. Very cool. I love learning about herbs, but I did not know most of those things.
I think my favorite part is that they used it as an embalming fluid.
Yeah, that sounds like such a beautiful alternative.
Right? Yeah. It probably smells a lot better.
I definitely want to take a lavender bath now.
Yeah. All right. So now we'll talk about you. So you used to go to the College of Charleston. What was your major while you were here, and why did you choose that?
So my major was studio art and communication, and I chose it because I've always been a visual artist my entire life and knew that I wanted to continue that, and I still do. And then I also majored in communication because I liked the aspect of communication that reaches so many people, and I feel empowered in my work here today that I can use my creative skills to advocate for environmental and social issues that I care about. And so it was a nice merge of the fully creative experience and like really developing my art form, and then also working with the technologies that are so applicable to so many jobs and organizations and movements even.
So how did you get involved with the Office of Sustainability?
So I actually never interned at the office when I was in college, but I did attend Sustainability Week my senior year of college, and it greatly impacted me seeing speakers like Dr. Vandana Shiva and even having lunch with Julia Butterfly Hill. It was an amazing week, and then after college, I went off to work on an organic farm in Hawaii, and then I worked a couple jobs after that and moved back to Charleston, and my roommate at the time was involved in the office, and she said that they needed a graphic designer, so I applied to be that, and I've been working here for the last year and a half.
Okay, so what exactly is your role at the office?
So I am the media manager and lead designer at the Office of Sustainability. So I design all of the promotional materials, like all the posters that people may see around campus, brochures explaining the zero waste kits or the office overall. I design materials for the web. My interns and I have launched Synergies, which is a digital media platform, and I manage a team of interns, like the wonderful Tanner. Yeah, so we get a lot of really exciting and creative work done.
Cool. So do you want to talk about Sustainability Week?
Yeah, so we pulled off an extremely engaging, exciting week of events, like 2 to 3 events per day for the entire week last week. It was such a whirlwind of excitement and involvement. I can't believe it was just last week. So there were events ranging from a mindfulness workshop to sustainable nutrition, a climate change panel discussion. There was a zero waste audit. And it all culminated with the Sustainable Street Fair and Sustainabilibash on Friday, which was very exciting. It's the first time we've held that kind of event during the Sustainability Week. And I really liked the street fair because it brought out many college students and college organizations, and then also organizations within the community. So I feel a lot of what we were discussing about throughout the week then was physically there on Friday, like people who we might have met throughout the week or initiatives that we learned about, then like everyone was there doing their thing, and it was very fun as well.
Cool. Do we have anything, like any pictures or videos from there?
Oh, we have so many pictures and videos from the week. So my intern Emma, who does social media, and then Audrey, who's the photo video intern, and myself, we were running around all week attending as many events as we could to capture them as best as we could. And so those will be rolling out on social media, and we'll have a big Facebook album of great pictures from the week. And I plan to edit a recap video, and we'll actually be interviewing interns who worked on specific projects too, so that we can really see an in-depth visual of what the week was and also why it was important to us as an office and why it was important for like the understanding of sustainability as a whole.
So what do you do outside of the office?
So outside of the office, I am also an exhibiting illustrator, visual artist. So I have art shows from time to time, and I also do a lot of commission work. And my work is mostly black pen on paper, detailed line drawings of women and plants and animals and our interconnected relationship that we have with the earth. And so right now I'm working on a couple designs for album art for local musicians and a t-shirt design for a local yoga studio. And we'll see what happens after that.
So if somebody was interested in your art, how could they find more about it?
My website is my name, so nikkishosha.com. And then my Instagram also has lots of images of my art and also info on upcoming events and happenings and art shows and all that. And that's just my name as well.
How did you become interested in sustainability in the first place? And how has that affected your life?
My journey with sustainability is a long one, not long in the scope of my entire life, because I really only learned about my connection with the environment and then further on the holistic meaning of sustainability encompassing social justice and all of the different aspects of equality and connection. I really only started to learn that in college, and I learn more every day, especially working here. So it really started with me in college experiencing the ocean and hiking in the mountains and asking really deep questions about my purpose and like what's truly important. And definitely after college, when I worked on a farm in Hawaii, I discovered an even deeper connection that I had to the earth, especially watching the rhythms of plants grow and then go to seed and die, and like how I am truly that. And I think to me that's the deepest root of sustainability, is understanding that we are all entirely connected beings. And so therefore, my joy can be other people's joy and theirs can be mine. And we really can only thrive as a society if all beings are accounted for.
What do you think the world would gain from sustainable values?
To be honest, I think it's the only way. Mm-hmm. And the only way that we will all have enough water and food and arable land and be able to enjoy each other is if we all adopt sustainable values. Like, to be real, I think that there's a lot of fun and joy in exploring these things. Like, how can we create a more equitable society? How can we ensure that everyone is well fed and has access to their needs? And like, also cool things like, how can we grow plants that resonate with us? How can we grow mushrooms? But like, when it comes down to it, I think it's absolutely imperative that we embrace sustainability in really all aspects. Like, we talk about in the office, economic, political, social, environmental, and personal. Like, we as a society need to take charge with all of those to be sure that our children have the life that they need to.
All right, well, I think that's it. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I love your podcast, and I'm real honored to be on it.
Thanks so much for listening. We put out new sustainability podcasts every Thursday. If you'd like to hear more, you can go to synergies.cfc.edu.